Good morning, commissioners and director. My name's Tim Richard, president of the Middle Park Stock Growers Association. Wanted to talk today about a petition to temporarily delay further wolf introduction. Colorado's wolf introduction program has not gone well. There's been 24 confirmed depredations between three counties. There are more deaths and missing livestock that are suspected are wolf related. Montana has 70 times more wolves and have seen similar death counts. Let's learn from the program's mistakes. We still do not have an implemented range riding program, carcass management, or site vulnerability assessment program. CPW may be developing these programs, but have not been implemented to date. Without programs in place, we will be right back where we were in April of 2024. 26 organizations have joined the petition. Club 20, which represents 20 counties west of the Continental Divide, Colorado Cattlemen's, Colorado Farm Bureau, and Colorado Wool Growers Association all joined on. Colorado Counties Inc., which is 63 of the 64 counties, including Boulder County, also submitted a letter requesting a pause for the next round of wolf introductions. CPW needs more time. Middle Park Range Riding Program had inconsistent funding and messaging about what was required. The other day, our local CPW staff called asking about deploying the range rider. I told them we were waiting for funding. Our last meeting was September 25th, and just yesterday, we received notice that our grant was approved. To date, we have spent $48,000 range riding. We've rode 127 days and hazed the wolf 23 times. This has been one range rider for a territory that has been very large, with lots of cattle and sheep in the area. The commission has the authority to delay further introductions. You are not required to introduce wolves at a certain pace. You are only required to introduce wolves by December 31st, 2023. You have done that. Now your mandate is to adaptively manage wolves. This means that you should be willing to change your approach to address issues as they arise. Producers are facing enormous challenges with wolf introduction. The commission has the responsibility to delay further introduction. Not only do you have the authority to delay the wolf introduction, but you are required to do so under the Wildlife Act. The Act requires that wolf introduction program be designed to resolve conflict with livestock producers. We are asking you to implement programs to resolve these conflicts before CPW introduces more wolves. Essential programs to minimize conflict are underdeveloped and underfunded. We've already talked about range riding. Carcass management was criticized by CPW. In Grand County, we do not have access to a landfill. Burial of carcasses can be done, though most times of the year the ground is froze and hard to get into. What does CPW propose we do? Site vulnerability assessment should be conducted at every potential impact site. For these to work, CPW must work in cooperation with producers and determine which non-lethal will be most effective. Even if CPW has a plan, producers don't know it. Livestock producers interact with wolves far more than CPW. What good does it do for CPW to have developed plans and programs for conflict minimization if those plans are not widely shared? And CPW has collaborated with producers to implement these plans. Carcass management is a crucial part of ranching operations. If a historical way of managing carcasses is now considered an attractant, what is CPW's plan to fix that? Will CPW pay to have carcasses removed? CPW has announced recent hires, but it's not clear whether these new hires will be sufficient to fill the needs of all the areas impacted by wolf introductions. Collaboration, not catastrophic. We propose CPW collaborate with producers rather than make decisions anchored in fear. On the left side of the slide, we have CPW's expressed fear that pausing the program will prevent a self-sustaining wolf population. In reality, Existing wolves may breed. More wolves may migrate to Colorado. The mortality rate may decline from present rate. Again, on the left side, CPW expresses fear that pausing will set us back to square one. CPW should be focused on its primary mandate to adaptively manage wolf population. Our proposed rule would just amend the commission procedural rules to add a new article implementing Proposition 114. It would not reopen the wolf plan. Our proposed rule is short and clear. Adapt a definition of chronic depredation, implements a program to conduct site vulnerability assessment and educate producers about this program. Implement a widespread effective range riding program. Implements a carcass management program based on best practices. Hires and trains a rapid response team to respond to reports of depredating wolves. Communicate with livestock producers in advance of any introduction that could affect them. Still uncertain. If you're still uncertain, this is exactly why you should hold the rulemaking. Doing so will ensure you are informed before making a decision, and any decision could be made transparently. What we are asking the commission is to set a hearing to conduct a rulemaking during either a special commission meeting in December or a commission meeting in January. And we ask CPW to not bring any more wolves to Colorado until the commission can consider our proposed rule. Thank you, and any questions?
Thank you, Tim. Any commissioners have questions or comments? Commissioner Robinson.
It's more of a comment, sir. I just wanted to say thank you. It's clear that you've done your homework, and it's clear that there is a lot of information that needs to be considered, but part of democracy, I believe, is hearing from our public and all the perspectives, and I think it's really important to acknowledge that this stuff that you just presented does not just take an hour or two. It took many, many days, it feels like, to put together. So I just want to acknowledge that and say thank you, and look forward to when it does come before the commission, looking forward to having that conversation.
Thank you. Commissioner Robinson